Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Well, you guys, we have great news.
What's that?
We now have podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yep, we have podcasts with all the support staff on the from the show.
Okay.
You can get those at KidNation.com on the Kid Nation app. You want to hear a little goodness from those podcasts?
Heck yeah.
Here's one of them called Shut Up.
Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up.
Everybody just shut up!
Hey, will you shut up?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut, 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 shut up!
Shut up!
This is Shut Up. Here's your hosts, Nick Adams and Justin Chavez.
Zipping your fries in a milkshake is a strange combination, just like Nick and Justin.
Justin is a single 22-year-old gay man with no money in the bank, but lives it up every weekend.
Nick is a 30-year-old family man with a wife and a little white baby boy.
Join Nick and Justin as they talk about the world from two very different perspectives on
Shut Up!
Oh, my God. Wow.
I listened to
you
that.
You shut up.
No.
I would check that out.
Yeah, you got the very other, your polar opposites.
We are. We see the world very differently, I think.
And we're always in heated arguments in the back.
Yeah.
Just bring up Beyonce or politics.
Oh, the Beyonce argument you guys had was, you guys got in a fight over it.
We kind of get mad at each other, but then the next day we're over
mad.
It.
Yeah. What was the Beyonce fight about?
Well, Justin loves everything
Beyonce
she does no matter what.
No matter
what. She doesn't matter. I don't see it that way. I think she has great music. I think she doesn't have the best music at sometimes. Justin thinks every performance of hers is flawless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Justin thinks every radio station in the world plays every one of her songs.
They don't.
I know they don't.
They don't.
So he argues with facts.
So basically, you're smarter than Justin.
Yeah, so that's our argument.
And then all I'm just trying to say is that people don't give her as much credit as I think they should.
What?
They give her the most credit.
She gets all the credit. Adele gave her all the credit.
Yeah, I know, right? Thank you. But the people in the back room over there are always dissing her, and it just gets under my skin, and they know it,
Nick,
too.
Do you like arguing with Justin? Because Justin only argues with opinions.
Yes.
And so if you throw facts out there.
I really love arguing with Justin. It's really fun because he gets really rattled, and then he starts shaking, and then his mind does not put words out. It just sounds, it's great.
Yeah, his mind's running, but his words are not coming out correct.
What kind of things can we look forward to hearing you discuss on the Shut Up podcast?
Well, right now, we've got 6 episodes up.
Oh, you do?
Wow. Yeah.
Perfect.
We've been recording a lot after the show. We've got 6 episodes up.
We've talked about what celebrities we would like to be in our presidential cabinet.
Mm-hmm. If celebrities were running the country,
okay,
who would it be?
Okay.
And again,
Justin said Beyonce?
You'll have to listen to find out, but my country, I think, would actually get a lot done. Justin's would be a lot of fun.
It'd be fierce.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how well respected we'd be worldwide, but
I wouldn't mind living in a fun country.
Yeah.
We did another really fun one with Caroline. We did a finish the lyric challenge with Disney songs.
Okay.
Because what's Caroline and Justin doing in the back?
Singing.
Usually not working. They're singing.
Yeah,
the entire time.
Disney.
Yes, and so it's just a lot of that stuff, and we're just hanging out and having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right.
So that one's called Shut Up, if you want to look for it. Justin, you have your own by yourself as well.
I do. I'm working. Well, it's not just me on the podcast. I have people on it talking.
Yeah.
But I am running it. I'm in charge of it. The producer.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Let's take a listen to what part-time Justin's podcast is like.
Okay.
Da 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 da.
I hate you guys. Hello, welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin. Where we give you, hello, welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin. Come sit with me at the brunch table. Hello, welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin. Come sit with me at the brunch table where we'll be gossiping.
Working it out.
Hello, welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin, where I give you a seat at, welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin, where you have a seat at the brunch table full of millennials, and we'll be gossiping about growing up in the iHeart world. No, that's the wrong one.
Oh, my God. Aww.
Hello, welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not the host. Okay. Hello. Welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin. Where I give you a seat at the brunch table full of millennials,
where we'll be gossiping. Where we'll be gossiping about growing up in the iWorld, why Snapchat filters are so important, why we love hashtags, and why we're always looking for a wall outlet.
You did it!
Yay!
Oh, that was the end of his podcast. That was, he used his whole podcast time for,
I think it's sweet.
For his intro.
I was just trying to read one sentence, and I couldn't get it out.
So a tip here is when you do it once or twice and can't get it, change the wording.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing. And that wasn't working.
You didn't catch that?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this is not going to be a live podcast.
No, definitely will not be live at all. You know, that was stressful. Imagine trying to read in class out loud at high school when the teacher called on you.
What do you go into like this NPR voice when you're doing your podcast?
When I talk to it, because that's what I've been listening to is like NPR, TED Talk.
No, but listen to you talk now. This is you.
Yeah, you're animated, so you have to go with what works for you.
Yeah, I think this works. It's just different.
I think what you're going to have to do is improv. You've been taking this improv class, so you just crack that mic, Justin, and you just go. You
don't just go out talking. Yeah.
Go, hey, this is Justin, and you know whatever your little thing is, just go for it.
No, you need to be prepared.
Thank you, Kelly. I think I should have been. Yeah.
Let's see how prepared Justin is, because we do have one with a full intro, no mess ups, and a topic introduction.
Great. Okay.
So let's see what Justin's got for us. Right. These are the podcasts that the support staff's releasing.
Butter Toast. What's up? I'm Justin, and welcome to my podcast, Butter Toast. Enjoy your seat at the brunch table full of millennials who are spilling the tea on growing up in the iWorld and gossiping on why social media and technology are so important to us. It's literally like our everything.
Literally.
And then you go off into your topics.
There's a topic.
Yeah, what was your topic that we did together?
Me and you, JC and Kelly, have been on my podcast.
Yep.
For one episode, JC was on talking about our online identity on social media. So that's something that we talked about.
Very important. Literally important.
Right.
It is. The way we present ourselves on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. Like, it's a whole different. Yeah, definitely.
And you love life.
Yes. And then, Kelly, thanks for bringing that up, because we talked about finding love through social media and
dating apps. And
dating apps and young love.
You got stuck there for
and trying to be mature. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how I was going to phrase this in it.
Right.
But, I did that. And then we all did one, not all of us, but Trey, Elena, Caroline, and Anna and I.
Yeah.
That's a lot of names. We did one where we talked about designer babies.
Oh.
Panda.
Like really expensive babies?
Yeah, babies where like you design before they come out of the womb.
Oh. Yeah. A lot of awkward silence in that podcast.
Huh.
A lot of,
How many parents were in that room?
Zero.
No parents
None.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah.
None. We were just talking about
Why would the world look like awkward pauses?
Well, number one, JC was in the room just judging and smirking the entire time.
Yeah, you gotta ignore that.
There's a perfectly fine person in here with a child, two of them actually.
You know how hard it is to like stay focused and like try to sound mature. Whatever, you got JC over there on his laptop looking at Facebook, going.
And honestly, somebody hijacked my mic, so I didn't have a microphone.
Just sitting there. And
it'd be interesting, you know, to talk to, in hindsight, 2020, asking someone who's already had not one but two children, if you could go back and create the perfect baby, what would you have done differently?
Right.
Because now you have two children who are here, and you love them both completely, but
you have to have the difference.
Come on, there's something you would have done differently if you could have picked
curlier hair.
You know.
What would you have done differently?
Yeah, what would have you done?
With Emma Kelly.
Nothing. She's perfect. She's perfect.
Yeah. JC?
Yeah, your kids are young enough to not remember this. Yeah. What?
No, I really. My daughter is seriously, and Kelly knows, is the sweetest little girl, doesn't do the temper tantrums that most do. Knock on wood, that's probably coming.
Okay, Chloe's perfect. What about Kaysen?
So, yeah.
And then Kaysen, he's Kaysen, but he's got the height of a NBA potential all-star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to be a tall kid, and he's already showing some athleticism, and that's what I wanted that in my son.
Yeah.
And I got the things that I like. So I would keep my kids the same.
No.
And he looks just like me.
He does look just like you.
Maybe I'd put blue eyes on him, you know, just for the ladies, but that's about
would
it.
Would I have given my daughter red hair? Would I?
Would you?
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, I really love the fact that she got darker skin, because of the nightmare I've had to live with being a, you know, a fair-skinned person. And, you know, so I don't know.
But, yeah, we talked about all that. It's really good. It's called Butter Toast Podcast.
Yeah.
Butter Toast.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really excited for it.
Now, I'm a podcast novice. How do I find all these podcasts?
You just
go to kidnation.com. We'll make it easy for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll link it for you.
All right.
Go to kidnation.com and then.
So I have to go to the iTunes store or something?
You can, but there's so many podcasts because literally anyone can do one.
Okay.
So that way, we'll find it for you and then you'll have it right there.
Okay.
So you can listen to ours.
Why Buttered Toast?
Oh, it was just my favorite name.
I love Buttered Toast.
Thank you very much.
I was telling, I think I would even discuss that. Uh-huh. I love toast. There's something about toast.
Yeah, I love toast.
My favorite toast would be sourdough.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's really good toast.
That would be
I love sourdough toast.
I like hot butter on my breakfast
toast. A good cinnamon raisin toast on the right day. I gotta be in the right mood for cinnamon raisins.
I'm not a big fan of the raisin.
I don't like raisins in my toast. Mm-hmm. I like raisins. I like toast. I don't want raisins.
The English muffin.
The English muffin is delicious.
That's not even toast. Yeah. That's a muffin.
Anything toasted is toast.
No.
That's
anything toasted is not.
Or what about
toaster strudels not toast?
No.
Those are strudels.
That's a strudel.
Well, what
you
about
put it in the toaster?
Are Pop-Tarts toast?
I think an English muffin can be toast.
No, that's
why they make it
a
toaster.
Wait, is a croissant toast or is that a croissant?
Nah, I think that's just a pastry,
that's right?
That's
why they call it a toaster. It toasts anything.
Well, yeah.
Once you toast it, it's toasted blah, blah, blah.
But it's not toast.
French toast?
Oh,
well,
yes.
It's got the word toast in it.
Yeah.
Yes, there that is toast.
And that's a good cereal.
Oh, let's go. We're doing toast.
No, we're really not.
I think we ran out
of
toast.
What about a toast with champagne?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers toast.
Cheers to it.
Cheers toast.
Why is that called a toast?
No,
there's got to be a reason why.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what's interesting? We call that a toast when we're like celebrating someone, and then a roast whenever we're like
burning somebody.
Yeah, burning someone.
Maybe
well,
call
they
it
say
a toast.
The reason you clink glasses to toast, this is what I was reading, is because you didn't trust the person you were drinking with. So you would clink the glasses thinking that some of the drink would spill into each other's glass. So if there was poison involved, you wouldn't drink it.
Oh.
So you're toasting to good health or, you know, toasting to long lives or whatever. It's because I don't trust you. Let's mix our drinks up a little bit here and see if you're going to poison me.
Maybe it's because you're getting toasted at the same time.
Oh, as in drunk.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Oh.
Yeah. Justin's going to take us out with his butter toast.
Da 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 da. I don't remember any.
I like that jingle.
Welcome to Buttered Toast with your host, Justin. Where we give you... Dang it, JC!
Oh, Justin, we love
Stop
you.
Stop making fun of me.
No, we're not. Okay. You're making fun of yourself. So that's up already,
not
right?
Laughing.
That's up already?
Yes, it's up.
All right.
Yes, you can go watch all 5 episodes.
Watch?
I mean, listen.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Sorry, listen.
There's cameras.
And that's what I'm at.
All right, there you go. And if you want to hire any of these people that are making the podcast, please make sure you use ZipRecruiter.com so you can vet out the good ones and the bad ones.
I'm telling you, it's good for any industry, any city. It doesn't matter what state you're in, anywhere, nationwide, ZipRecruiter.com.
Yeah, Big Al's been using it, and your biggest complaint was finding qualified people to work at your place.
Right, but ever since I found ZipRecruiter, I've hired 2 people. I'm looking for another person right now, and I put them all. I posted all these jobs on ZipRecruiter.com/kid. You can list...
You can try it for free.
Try it for free, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you could do. You don't have to juggle the emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates. You can rate them and hire the right person super fast. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/kid if you want to try it for free. Fortune 100 companies are using it. Mom and pop shops are using it. Everybody's using it.
I'm even using it.
Al's using it. And coming up next, we found her on ZipRecruiter.
Hmm.
No, we didn't. We found her because she's the daughter of Kid Craddock. But Caroline Craddock's going to be in studio. We have another episode of Snapchat Bachelor. Yeah.
I love it.
It's getting down to the actual dates. They're going to meet face to face after we cut one.
Is the software girl still in it?
Yes.
I met her this past weekend.
Really?
Cute girl. Yeah, she came into the bar. Cute girl.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be on a date with Mitchell. Who knows?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today, on the most controversial yet episode of the Snapchat Bachelor.
The most dramatic.
It's the most dramatic, not controversial?
No, not controversial, just very dramatic.
Well, when are we going to get controversy?
I don't know. You want me to make some?
So, yeah. We need a little controversy eventually.
I can try to throw some in there.
We'll probably get some once they go on that date. That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I'm mixing it up this
week. How many are left?
4.
4 are left.
Okay,
talking about the Snapchat Bachelor, everybody.
So after we get rid of one today, they all get to meet him?
We'll see. Caroline's got news for us. Yeah. Now, to recap, Snapchat Bachelor.
Yeah.
It's Mitchell, Caroline's friend, snapped his picture during the holidays. Turns out a bunch of girls wanted his number because you posted his number.
I did.
You got a bunch of messages, and Caroline thought, hey, Bachelor's about to start. Why don't we do one on the radio? And here we are.
Boom.
I am Chris Harrison.
Yes, you are.
And we started off with how many girls?
And 10. Then,
10 girls.
And now we're down to?
4.
Oh, wow.
So you guys helped me with their challenge. So they do a challenge that I put on Snapchat every week. And their Snapchat challenge this week was to, we said, like, do a snap of, oh, I just woke up.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that doesn't really translate to radio so well. So
I thought of that after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well.
Yeah. So I told them to mix it up and tell me a joke after they just woke up.
Perfect.
So we can see them make up free.
I woke up like this and joke.
Yes. And no filter.
Who we got first?
We have Ashley first.
What's her nickname?
Miss Queso.
Okay. I like Ashley.
What do you call it when Batman skips church? Christian Bale.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
What do you call it? Christian Bale.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, so next we have Elizabeth, whose nickname is Software because she's in software sales.
Yeah?
That's the one I met.
And hers is actually shout out to JC and Alan.
Whoa.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A Spanish magician wanted to do a trick. He covered himself with a blanket and counted uno, dos, and vanished without a trace.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Okay.
And I must say, I'm actually very impressed how cute all these girls are when they wake up.
Yeah.
And there's no filter.
Yeah. Right.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. They literally
sat
up in bed and started filming. I'm sure that's what happened.
It is. It is, Kelly.
They look almost as good as Kelly did on that picture that Alan sent me yesterday. Woo!
Wow, Al.
As Alan says, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Mouth breathing.
Kelly, your mouth.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
I would have posted it, but Kelly would have killed me.
Whoa. Whoa. That was his response.
Whoa.
Moving on
to. Okay, next we have Kristen, whose nickname is Cowgirl, and hers was very cute.
Okay.
What do you get when you combine a computer that can sing, a cowgirl, and 6 a.m.? Adele? Me, and a really bad joke.
I have to go back and listen to the setup again.
She looks,
but she's cute.
She looks so good.
She looks good.
Yeah. All that really matters.
Yeah. So far, two girls have been wearing glasses when they wake up.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Glasses. Mm-hmm.
That's the hot look when you wake up, apparently.
Yeah.
It is.
And put the contacts in.
Throw the glasses on.
At least they took their retainers out, you know? Because if I would have my retainer in and stuff. And
well,
maybe
that's
why I don't
really
have a boyfriend.
Do it.
Yeah.
I used to find retainers pretty sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them. Just that little metal band coming across the tooth.
Cute. That little lisp.
That lisp.
The lisp.
Hello, lover.
Hello, lover.
Yeah.
Okay, so finally we have Robin. And Robin's been our, like, class clown, if you will. Her nickname is Chiquita Banana because she dressed up as Chiquita Banana. All
right. Okay, let's see how Robin looks and her joke.
What's Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
Water. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, what?
I would say my favorite joke was Elizabeth's.
Which one was that?
Yeah.
Without a trace.
Because he's in it, but kind of.
Well, because it was funny, too.
Oh, okay. So I didn't put this one on Snapchat because we're not doing immunity anymore because this needs to be Mitchell's decision at this point since he's going to be meeting the girls now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we didn't get to hear from the audience this week.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you decide?
God, I hate this.
This is where you kick somebody
not
out.
You, it's him. He did it.
I know, but I'm the messenger and I hate it.
You're just the vessel.
I know, but I don't want to be the vessel.
Well, it's not you.
Let me do it. Give me that name.
Kelly don't care.
I'll just take a guess.
Kelly don't care.
I'm gonna guess the
third one.
The Wata, because
I like the
men
Wata.
Say they like funny women. They don't like funny
they
women.
They don't like funny women.
Yeah.
Well, we kinda do.
No.
No, you don't. Not if they're funnier
I'm
than
gonna tell you.
We don't
right
want
now,
you to be funnier than us.
I want a girl who sense of humor. No, you don't.
Okay.
We don't want you to be funnier than us.
So who's getting kicked out, Caroline?
Kelly's right.
Mm-hmm.
Robin. I'm so obsessed.
I'm telling you, men don't want a woman with personality. until they're older and more mature and get that crap out of their
system. What?
Yeah, it makes them feel insecure.
We don't want to just sit in there like
yeah,
a Stepford wife.
Just sit there and look pretty.
No, we don't.
You say you don't, but that's what whatever. You want.
Oh, my.
You just wanted a marriage.
Is that why I'm single? Listen, Allie, just wait. You're going to find your Alan. It'll be a while. You hold on to your personality. Oh, man.
Al's got a genius for a girlfriend over there. He's a doctor with a great personality.
Who's also like an international fashion model.
Yeah.
Let's be real. She's beautiful.
Okay, that's an aberration.
My wife is hilarious, unintentionally, but hilarious.
Yes, but you think you're funnier than she is.
Right.
Right. As it should be.
Yep.
She would agree with that.
I'm getting so many nuggets of knowledge this morning.
Yeah, you got to tone down the funny.
But, I mean, the good thing is, like, as much as Mitchell doesn't want them, I get to hang out with them. I hung out with Alex, Mother Teresa yesterday.
Perfect.
And then Elena hung out with Robin and Mother Teresa yesterday.
So what's going to be up next with the Snap?
Okay, so
Snapchat
we're done
batch.
With the challenges.
Yeah.
We're done with the challenges because now they're going to start actually
hometown visits.
And meeting. So guess what they're going to do this week?
What?
We're going to have a group date, a group date, a group date.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Oh, boy.
That's awesome.
I haven't told Mitchell that. Sorry, Bama.
So Mitchell and three girls on a group date.
Yep.
Oh, how many boy. Get kicked off on this one?
One.
One will get kicked
during
off.
During the date?
I haven't decided yet. That's pretty brutal.
Is there a fantasy suite?
No.
Ooh. No, that's for the for the last two.
Yeah.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah. Here's Mitchell when we told him.
Let's go!
He's all about it. All right, Caroline. Well, we'll see how the group date goes. You have it all set up?
No, I'm taking suggestions. If you guys have any funny suggestions for me on where I should take them on their group date.
Well,
go on the Snap Batch on Snapchat,
yes.
Right? And let Caroline know where they should go.
Yeah, tell
me. On the real Bachelor, they end up in New Zealand and riding on a helicopter.
Yeah, that's not happening. I kind of want to make them milk cows.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, do something with animals or something gross. Yeah.
Yeah, we're low on budget on that one. All right, we'll see where they end up going. Caroline will join us next week, and we'll
so
cut
excited.
One more. All right, Caroline.
Thank you.
Stick around, Caroline. Coming up next, you get to hear two professionals sit down with Jenna and JC. We got to meet 21 Pilots yesterday before their show. You get to hear that interview with them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hope you're having fun on our Thursday edition of the show.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of stuff coming up. That trip to Florida, you want to go?
Yeah.
We'll ask you to call in about 10 to 15 minutes. In fact, why don't we play you the clip of the movie? Dang it, I owe $3. Here is your sound bite.
You missed the hottest party last night, bro. Where were you?
Went on a date with Kelly.
Oh, my God.
It's a tough one today.
Huh.
Unless.
I was in a movie?
You were in a movie, but that's not that's yours. Not was not based in
Please,
Florida.
You don't want to see that one.
This movie was based in Florida.
Okay.
Huh.
Let's see
I
if
have
you.
No idea.
One more time. One more time here.
You missed the hottest party last night, bro.
Bro,
where were you?
Went on a date with Kelly.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I have no idea.
None at all.
None. Have I seen it?
Oh my God.
Probably.
It's popular. I hope not.
It's
popular.
It's popular.
Would have to be.
It was
I'm gonna write down a guess, but I don't. You guys see way more movies, I think, than I do.
So. I got the answer in front of me, but if I didn't know the answer, I definitely would have gotten it wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Well actually,
your movie buff might know it then.
Yeah. You might know it. We do have a Throwback Thursday for you coming up in an hour, featuring Kid Craddock, and you can still vote on the Kid Nation Facebook page. Here's what we got for you today.
All right.
So one of these three will be played for the throwback. We got Curious Johnny.
Oh, I hadn't heard that in a long time.
Kelly's old neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly Raspberry.
Hey, Raspberry.
We also got Sweat Hotel, because Keith Sweat had that show on the road. I don't know if he still has it. And it's so sweaty in there. So sweaty. Keith Sweat. Yeah. He just got that cool voice. And we also have a Must Be Nice Guy.
Okay.
Who's a fan favorite. All three very good ones.
Yeah, three hard to choose from.
Only one of them can be played today. I know, Curious Johnny was
pretty that was funny.
Creepy little guy. So you still have an hour to do that. And we have the Showbiz Top 5. Kelly will catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood in about 40 minutes.
Working on that now.
But now we got to get to the big interview.
Oh, I'm boring, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
So I don't know about you, Jenna. I've been trying to get tickets to 21 Pilots for months.
Yeah, sold out.
Sold out, unsuccessful.
Sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out.
Yeah.
And they camped out. I told you this yesterday. They camped out what, over 24 hours ahead of time just waiting.
And they don't just have fans. They have fans.
Yeah.
They're fans. Yeah. Like, their fans are all dressed up. Every single person, it seemed like, was wearing a 21 Pilots shirt out there.
The amount of people there before it started reminded me of Gaga. Now, the fans are totally different, but, you know, just reminded
passionate.
Me of that.
The
passion reminded me of One Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fan.
Without the screaming?
Yeah, not so much screaming.
Yeah, much more chill, like a chill. Sitting down in line.
Yeah,
with a lot of that red eye makeup.
You know what?
Yeah,
21 Pilot fans, very organized. Well done.
Yeah,
good. It's good to
Everyone
know.
Was really chill.
However, we were not there when the doors were open. That could have all changed. But we did get a little glimmer of hope because then we got hit up and said, "Do you guys want to do an interview with 21 Pilots?" So I figured that was our in.
Yeah.
Not only are into the show, but in
you were hoping.
For the concert.
In with the band.
Right.
Yes. Well,
and you were hoping for tickets, too.
Yeah, I was hoping for tickets.
And you were hoping to audition, maybe.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened after the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was bad.
Oh,
it was
tragic. Wow. Well, that makes it even better for us.
It's tragic, Kelly. Stupid cat.
What?
His stupid cat almost ruined our interview with 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
That's a tease for after the interview, but here is our interview with 21 Pilots.
Okay.
Welcome.
That's Jenna right there, by the way.
Welcome.
We arranged some chairs and we were casually sitting with our legs up in an awkward position.
Jenna was welcome.
Welcome them to our lair.
You can watch this on Kid TV.
Yeah, go to Kid TV.
Jenna, are you spread eagle?
Is JC.
Say that.
Well, JC's a guy.
Y'all spread eagle?
I was getting...
They joined us.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl.
Funny, trust me.
Oh, okay, yeah. A bit.
We're
okay.
Going somewhere
with
this.
Y'all being very welcoming.
You can tell you. Jenna's very welcoming.
Jeans on.
All right, here we go.
Welcome. Come relax.
Oh, please sit down for the sexiest interview you're about to have ever.
I was about to say, do we also...
You know what I mean?
We also have to put our legs over...
Yeah, yes, it would be nice.
Even though I'm glad I wore jeans.
Do we feel like we're on a talk show right now? Because I do.
It feels like it.
In the case of little Jenna Jr., Tyler, you are not the father.
Mm. Thank goodness.
You know he's...
Josh.
Married to a Jenna,
you're
right?
Also not the father.
Oh.
Jenna, you need to figure that out. But let's talk to Josh and Tyler.
I'm pregnant.
How you guys doing? Did you guys do a little basketball today?
We haven't yet, but you know what's crazy is three or four times we've come to the Mavericks like training gym.
Isn't
and
cool?
We'll do like all our whole crew play against each other and stuff, and now we're finally playing.
Last time Josh played, he like tweaked both of his ankles.
Are you serious? Because
I'm
you
walking
broke
around
them?
The next day like just like trying to figure out how to walk. I'm too passionate about it, and I get very hurt.
But I feel like you've gotten better at basketball because you're friends with Tyler, right?
Yeah, it's kind of just it's
a requirement.
Yeah, it's a contagious thing.
The thing you did at the Grammys, I know everybody's talking about it, was probably what made me fall in love with your band even more.
It's our legs, wasn't it?
You know, it's like I felt like I loved you guys before that, and then you guys did that, and I was like, that's exactly what my friends would do.
Mm.
But what I was thinking is, when you're up there in your underwear and your suit, who was the first celebrity you made eye contact with?
No, I don't think I made eye contact with anyone.
I think I looked at maybe
Beyonce, huh?
It'd be better if it was Jay-Z.
I honestly, you know what? Right before I went on, I was like, I can't really look at any. I got to just kind of talk to the camera.
Right.
I didn't want to see how anyone... I didn't look at anyone either, I don't think. I didn't want to see how anyone like was looking at us or like how confused people were.
I
look off in the distance like I am looking at somebody.
Because normally you guys are supposed to be the ones picturing people in their underwear, but in this case, everybody's looking at
it's
you.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, it still helped.
Do you always consider the underwear you have on? I mean, you had to have before that night, right?
No, actually, we didn't decide that we were going to for sure do it until after we were already dressed. And so I had these like striped underwear on. I don't think that I was like trying to make a statement with my striped underwear.
I mean, they're good. At least they didn't have holes in them or anything. You know, that's good.
Yeah.
It's true. It could have been the wrong pair, for sure. I'm glad we were wearing underwear.
Yeah. It was a lucky day.
It looked good. Yeah. The speech was dope, and it looked good. It was one of the best moments of the night, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks. Well, you said you play basketball. And you're so physical on stage. Do you guys keep in shape in any other way, or is it just the performing? Because, I saw you shirtless recently. I was, like, creeping online. You guys are fit.
Oh, wow. Well, we eat a lot of cookies.
I
will say, we're getting older. I've just recently started to try and do a little more like cardio stuff.
Yeah,
we
Pilates.
Know that, like if we Like if we don't have a show in even like a week, then we'll come back and we'll both just be tired. And so I don't know. Yeah, I guess we're trying to still figure out how to, you know, keep it so that we can continue to be energetic on stage.
We were talking today on our show, you know, you guys are a two-man band. Are you guys open to the possibility of more people joining your band?
You know, why do you want to be in the band?
Yeah.
Aww. He broke his guitar on the way here. He had a whole bit planned out.
On the way here?
I was going to bring my guitar so we could jam, and then I tripped on my cat.
You tripped on your cat and broke your guitar.
And I cracked my Martin that I saved so much money for, and I cracked it at the bottom.
That's really bad.
So I really need to join the band now so I can buy a real guitar.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So what are you going to play in the meantime?
Good point. Triangle, I think, is good.
Yeah, those are harder to break.
For real?
Not me. I mean, obviously, I'm not good enough.
No, but just in general.
When you play music with someone, it really is a special moment. It's an intimate thing. You're on the same wavelength creatively, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to do this. Just us, you know, filling out as much sound as we can.
But you were a super obviously, fan, right?
You were a fan going
to the show, which is just
I didn't have any fans. He was my only fan.
He was your fan, and now he's the only other one in the band.
I was a fan of him. I started following him before he started.
Oh really?
Following
you started stalking him out?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just kind of had this online bromance.
We stalked each other.
We knew who each other were in Columbus, and then when we finally met, then it was just like I think we already had like a level of like respect for each other and a kind of interest in like just similar interests, I guess.
Yeah.
And an interest in collaborating in some way. And it worked out that we're here now.
Yeah.
I saw that before we let you go, you have like a little bromance going on with Mark Hoppus from Blink 182. He got you an iPad for Christmas, right?
He did. Yeah. I don't know why he did that still, but
are you serious?
He
just gave it to you for no reason.
You normally don't get each other gifts either, right? That's cool.
Yeah. I tweeted something, a joke that I wanted my parents to get me one. And then
he got you one.
Yeah. And then he did for some reason.
What about you, Tyler? Who do you want a celebrity gift from now that we're getting them?
I mean, the fact that Mark didn't get me anything, I'm still trying to work through that.
Doesn't that hurt a little bit? I'll send you something.
Yeah.
You share, though.
Oh, okay.
iPad.
I think...
Maybe he felt bad that he was alone and you're married now, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's it.
That's really it.
What's up, loser?
Yeah.
It keeps him warm at night.
His iPad Pro.
All right, well, yeah, I hear you guys are working on music right now. When can we expect that album to come out?
Man, as soon as you fix your guitar, man.
Oh, really? So basically, I made the band is what you're saying, Tyler.
Yeah, man.
I seriously cannot wait for you guys
to
come.
And I
studio.
Want a major laser collaboration.
Yeah,
is that possible?
They're awesome.
Sweet, yeah. We know.
I see lots of mixes of it, and I know you like the reggae stuff. I think it'd be really cool.
We'll send them some emails and tweets and see what can happen.
We'll make it happen.
DMs.
Yeah.
DMs.
I've wanted to meet you guys for a long time. I'm glad I finally got to meet you guys. You guys
Thanks.
Have a great show tonight.
Thank
buy
you.
Their
Thanks
songs,
so
buy their albums. And Ride was the best song of the summer. I don't care what you say.
Oh, man. Cool.
21 Pilots right there.
Nice. Yeah. Good job.
They're
nice
cool guys. Dudes.
Yeah. And look, cool story. What a cool story.
They're working. These guys are working all day long, man.
Yeah.
And for them to take the time out to do these interviews with us little radio people is really cool. Jenna, your mic's off.
I don't know why. It was crazy. They took like probably over 100 photos with people right before we interviewed them. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on, just like room to room.
So what is this thing about the cat?
Dude. So Jenna had this funny idea that I could bring my guitar.
Yeah, in my research, I read that they just did an interview and they were like, you know, it's just two of us. We're open to, you know, we're going to consider with our new music, maybe adding some other stuff to mix it up and adding some actual members. And they didn't know how they were going to go about it, but they're open to it. So I told JC, I'm like, dude, this is your chance. They're open.
Heck yeah.
They're making a new album. They're open to new members in the band. Just bring your guitar and do something.
I made the announcement on the show yesterday that if they hired me, I would quit on the spot. Right,
yeah,
Kelly?
You did. Obviously, you're here. So
I roll up and I see JC standing there with our producer, Robert. And I'm like, dude, where's the guitar?
I had sad face on. And so I was at home and I was practicing a Third Eye Blind song because I learned that they love Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
So I was going to play a song.
Yeah.
Hopefully they sing along and we have a good time. And
perfect.
Hey, JC, you're in the band. Welcome.
Perfect.
22 Pilots, whatever. So I'm walking my guitar to the bag to put it in and leave for the interview. And my cat, Amigo, hops out of God knows where he was at. Because, you know, there's not a 6'1", 250. 5-pound man walking your way. You just got to cross his path without looking both ways.
Well, it's his house, too.
It's not his house. It's my house.
Wait, were you talking about yourself?
Yeah.
You were describing your physique?
I'm just a big thing walking
yourself,
his way.
Can you describe yourself in more detail, please?
No, I can't.
Did you have a shirt on?
Yeah, I had. I was ready to go. I was leaving for the interview.
Darn it.
And he darts in front of me. I trip over this thing because I don't want to crush him.
You trip over the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I had in my hand is what made me
stop your fall.
Stop my fall. That happened to be my guitar.
Oh.
And it was the worst sound I've ever heard in my life because it was just like a thump. And I'm like, maybe it's okay. You know, it's not that much pressure on the guitar. It's only a full grown man.
What was it? 6 foot one?
200 pounds.
205 pounds. Man.
That's a lot of weight for a little guitar.
Yeah, with a shirt on.
Solid muscle.
I didn't say it was that. I'm just saying many people weigh that much. And I looked up and my guitar had come apart at the bottom of the bass. And this was like, I started with a really cheap guitar.
Yeah.
You know, and I worked my way to my guitar that I had now is a Martin. So if you play guitar, you know, that's my guitar. I got it because Ed Sheeran got me all into Martin. And it's broken because of dang cat.
And you wipe that cat's butt. And that's how he repays you.
Right. I wipe his butt.
It's ridiculous. You got to get rid of him.
Yeah. Did you... get rid of the cat, or what happened?
Oh, the cat's still there because, you know, he's hierarchy. He's higher up than I am at the house.
Jeez.
But I think I can fix it.
You think you can fix the cat or fix the guitar?
The guitar. Well, the cat's going to get fixed also, but the guitar hopefully can get fixed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe some tape?
Guitar. I've seen some guitar guys, though. Now, as you say tape.
Yeah,
I've
they tape it, right?
Put like duct tape on their guitar and it gives it more character. I don't know what it does to
the
sound.
I think that's just for aesthetic, yeah.
But you would think that some guys are really religious about what guitar they use. They've had the same guitar for years and years and years. So they probably do take a beating, and some guys even bam it down on the stage while they're performing, and they still use it.
You see, I had no idea. My dad
I saw Jenna's
knew
dad.
So much.
Yeah.
I knew he was into guitars, but he's sitting there rattling off to JC, like, where to go get it fixed, how to get it fixed. He's like, yeah, I got like 20.
Jenna's dad and I had a connection.
Oh.
So I think we bromanced.
Okay. Did you take it like to Guitar Center or something? Or
no, I was
It was like Charlie's. He has like a special guitar shop he goes to.
Oh.
I was just hoping Jenna's dad would be like,
my dad has a big hobby.
Have one of mine.
He would have. He said that. He said he would have brought you one. I think he has 20.
I can't take one of his.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
They're like super good guitars. Actually, I can.
He's offering it.
Yeah, Tom, you know what? I want that now. All right, let's give this trip away to Florida. We're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We already played you that dialogue from the movie. Yeah. 6 seconds long. We'll play it for you again when we come back, and you'll have your chance to go to Florida next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed our 21 Pilots interview, that's going to be up at KidNation.com, the video and everything.
All right.
So you can actually see the guys. Really cool looking dudes. The kind of guys you're like, man, I wish I could pull off their style. You know?
You could dye your hair.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know if I could do what Josh does. Mm-hmm. He looks super cool. Got a text message from Ghetto D, Al.
Ghetto D? All right.
Ghetto D. He says, how come it's okay for a girl to wear 21 Pilots t-shirt to concerts, but it's not okay for guys to wear jerseys while watching football? That's a good point.
Look, at home or at the game? When I go to the games, everybody's wearing it.
Some girls are judgy about guys wearing another man's name, but...
What? I've never thought there was anything wrong with wearing a jersey to the game.
Ghetto D, we wear jerseys.
Yeah,
you wear jerseys all the time.
Everybody wears a jersey. I
don't wear the band tee to the concert of the band I'm going to see.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do, so whatever.
Do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah.
You want to wear a jersey? Wear. You want to wear the shirt? Well, the band's playing? You
rock
wear it.
It.
Rock that
next time
thing.
Miley Cyrus comes back to town, I will sport my Miley Cyrus t-shirt. Miley.
Your $300 hoodie.
And another one about my cat. We need to rename my cat from Amigo over to Diablo.
Yeah, bad dude.
The devil. I broke my guitar because of him tripping on him.
Does he be true?
I'm okay, though.
Oh, good. Yeah. We forgot to ask.
Mentally, I don't know about that, but I'm okay internally.
All right.
Let's see if we can give away this trip to Florida.
Thank you, visitflorida.com.
Yeah. Thanks to visitflorida.com. We are sending you out there to Florida. All you got to do is tell us what movie we're playing you.
Yeah.
It's based out in Florida.
I have no idea.
Here is the clip.
You missed the hottest party last night, bro. Where were you?
Went on a date with Kelly.
God.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Hmm. Take our first contestant. Hi, Nani.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Trying to get to work.
Oh, yeah? Do you have any kids?
Trying.
Do you have any kids, Nani?
I do. I have two.
Do you know that there's a character named Nani on Bubble Guppies?
I did. I heard that the other day.
Isn't that cool?
I was watching that.
I got excited.
Cool.
I got excited when I saw you. All right, here's how the game's going to work, okay, Nani? We're going to give you that again after I play it for you, and you get to take in that movie. You tell us in 6 seconds or less what movie it is, and you'll be on your way, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here's your movie.
You missed the hottest party last night, bro. Where were you?
Went on a date with Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. Your 6 seconds start now.
Is it Zoolander?
Is it Zoolander?
That is incorrect.
Zoolander.
Oh, man.
I freaking worship you, man.
Sorry, Nani.
Yeah, you're off. But great movie, though, Nani. You have a wonderful day getting to work, okay? Okay, we got to get a new contestant here.
Gosh, this is a hard one, huh?
I like Nani. Oh, boy.
She seemed like a lovely person.
Shalise?
It's Shalise. Hi.
Hey.
Shalise.
How's it going?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
What are you doing right now?
I just pulled up at work.
Yay.
You did?
Aww.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're excited. What do you do?
I work for a CPA firm.
Oh. Hi. Look at that.
So you're a good counter.
Oh, I'm trying.
Okay. She's trying.
All right. Good deal.
Don't be nervous, okay? You're going to get this,
man.
Hopefully.
My heart rate hasn't gotten this high in a long time.
Oh, you're going to be fine.
Not even in cycle.
You do the cycle class?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough, man. That is tough.
Okay, this is not going to be nearly as hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be okay.
All right, let's go.
I'll play it for you again, then you'll have 6 seconds. Here you go.
You missed the hottest party last night, bro. Where were you?
Went on a date with Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Your 6 seconds start now.
Is it From Justin to Kelly?
Is it?
Oh, it sure is.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, that's hard. I had no idea.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right,
I have got to win everything on this show.
Oh, well, you finally won, Shalise.
You picked a good one to win. Tell her what you won.
Yes, I hope you have a few friends or something. Well, you're going to get to take three people, okay, on this trip with you to Captiva Island, Florida. You guys are going to stay at the Tween Waters Inn Island Resort and Spa.
Ooh.
It's uniquely nestled between the Gulf of Mexico and Pine Island Sound. It's 13 tropical acres of luxury resort amenities. Kelly and I were looking this place up yesterday. It looks absolutely wonderful. Three pools, a fitness center. I'm sure there's a bike in there if you want to cycle on the trip. A couple of bars. It's going to be wonderful. All thanks to visitflorida.com. Who are you going to take?
My husband and my daughters.
Oh,
there you go.
Perfect family vacation.
And did you watch the movie? That's how you knew? Because that's probably the toughest one we've had all week.
I'd never watched that movie before.
You just could tell that was Justin Guarini?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then you said Florida, and I don't know.
Look at that.
Impressive.
I'm good with voices, I guess.
Yeah. Well done. Shalise, good you job. Have fun out there. Have a good day at work. We have another trip for you to give away tomorrow. We'll do another movie.
All right.
You tell us what it is, and boom. Thank you, visitflorida.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Looks like Big Al Mac has a new company.
Yeah.
He started up.
You always got to be thinking of something, JC. You always have to think of the next big thing, the next big idea, and you never know. Something stupid could make me a millionaire.
Right. This is Al's latest. Big Al's Hoochie Box Removal Service.
Yeah.
Big Al will go to your house and remove your Hoochie Box so your loved ones will never find it. $99.
That's to set up, like, $99. If you die, you go?
If you die, if you're injured in an accident, or you become incapacitated,
how would you know?
Maybe you go to jail, you're like, oh, crap.
You'd be the one phone call?
My family's going to go to my house and find my hoochie box. Then you call me,
right,
and I'll go to your house.
How do they call you if they died?
Well, you know, you have to set it up ahead of time. Give me a key.
Boom. Yeah, that's how you do it.
How do you know if they died, though?
It's like insurance. Well, I'll find out.
Al's always going to be searching the obituaries.
I'll monitor all of the news outlets. And if I find out that you've passed away.
You'll read the obituaries every day, Jenna.
Right. Yeah. You get hit by a truck or something.
Is this your box, Al?
Huh? Well, it's just a sample box.
Oh, okay.
Why is my shirt in there?
Your shirt, Elena's bra, something, just random
That's
stuff.
Why you were asking Jenna if she had a bra. I was like, why is he asking you
for
that?
A bit.
You should know better to ask me if I have a bra.
Come on, Al. You know the answer.
True. Kelly, you got a... Never mind.
We could use that for that bra for like a bowl of chips.
Yes. And dip.
And dip. A lot of dip.
A lot of dip.
Now, while I was browsing through the Facebook and Twitter, I also saw a picture, Kelly. I can't waste time, so give it a moment. I realize what? Nothing's broken. No need to worry about everything. Yeah. That's Tattoo by Jordan
Sparks. Eventually we'd get to the word Tattoo.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh.
So you and Alan had a nice little outing yesterday?
It was a date, I guess you would call it. Yes, he wanted another tattoo.
He didn't mess.
Sorry, the tattoo was funny.
He does not dip a toe in. He goes all
in. The last
in.
Few times when I wake up, well, you know, that this has happened, I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, like, I'll look through Instagram. I've been like, whoa. He goes big.
Yeah, he does.
Whoa.
Go big, go home.
Big, go home. That's right.
So he's got a full-on half sleeve now, basically.
Basically. There's a little patch in the back where you can't, there's like a gap of skin there.
Uh-huh.
He wants to fill that in, and then I think that's done.
And then you do some shading and stuff.
He doesn't want to do a full sleeve. Down the whole arm. He wants to be able to cover it.
Yeah.
Oh, you so can wear like a jersey or something, you know, if you have to to a company thing.
Yes.
Or a short sleeve button down. You don't want to rule those out.
Right. It peeks out, you know, from his T-shirt.
You're the last person on earth that I would picture with a guy with a lot of tattoos.
I love it because she used to hate on him all the time. I think she's turned a little bit.
Well, it's just
like if JC had gotten that, you'd be like, JC.
Kelly's been pretty nice about my tattoos.
Yeah, she's gotten better.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the older you get, you're like, some things don't matter.
What? You get one?
Yeah.
This one is...
No, I'm not getting
it's
one.
A, is it a tiger or lion?
It is a lion battling a snake.
A snake.
Mm.
And it says, I feel no evil for thou art with me. I will feel no evil for thou art with me. It's from his favorite psalm in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have meaning.
23rd psalm, right?
Yeah. And so I was with him the whole time.
That is a cool looking tattoo.
Took a while. We were there about 4 hours or so.
Four hours. That's actually pretty quick for all the color and the full arm.
Yeah, it's on his Instagram if you want to follow.
That's some commitment,
Alan,
and commitment from the person that's going with you because they just sit there for 4 hours.
When did you get bored, Kelly?
Well, I was, you know, it's tiring. I took a book to read. I mean, you can't talk for 4 hours.
Can you imagine walking into a tattoo shop and Kelly's sitting there reading a book?
I was reading a book while holding his hand.
Were you catching the rye or something?
No, I'm reading The Innocent.
Oh, The Innocent.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now. Remember, I have to finish this book by February 28th.
That's right.
Stroke of Midnight.
So you got it in while he was getting his tattoo.
Yeah, I was reading. I was a little... We went for a pre-tat cocktail, so I was very sleepy. So reading with vodka in your system, holding your boyfriend's hand while you hear... for 4 hours, it was hard to stay awake.
I can't imagine.
It was hard to stay awake.
Pre-tat cocktail.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because that's... It's painful.
Yeah.
It is. I did not enjoy mine probably took 30 or 45 minutes on my side, on my ribs, and I was like just so annoyed. I was so ready to be over. It builds and becomes annoying. You just want to be like, can you stop and give me a second?
That's exactly what he said. The one on the inside of his arm was more painful. This one was a different kind of pain, but it took longer.
It's annoying.
It was a bigger piece. And by the end, he was just annoyed. He's like, I just want it to stop.
Yeah, it starts building and building. Ugh. I can't imagine 4 hours.
That's exactly what he said.
We should get show tattoos.
I don't want a tattoo, though, you know?
We did a bit years ago where people had to... I was there. I saw
was willing to get a tattoo,
Kid Craddock Morning Show logo tattooed on their body.
I could not believe somebody did that, but they did.
There's several of them, I think.
I wonder where they're at
now. Like a handful of people, like a Misfit Trip or something.
I'll never forget us having the dads who said they would get
Jonas Brothers
tattoos and why we didn't make them do a morning show because that's still around.
Yeah.
And they spelled it wrong, I think. Remember, I was watching them do it and I'm like, oh, wait.
It was bad.
I think it was fine.
He was such a good sport, though. I mean,
he still has it. Last time I saw.
Well, they tend to stick around.
Yeah. Well, you can cover him up, but I think he kept it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he did it.
Should we do one with the new logo? Because our new logo is pretty cool.
Sure. I'm not getting the morning show logo, but please do it.
Yeah, we could.
Would you?
I am gonna get a Kid Craddock theme tattoo probably sometime in my life.
We could give away $25-$30 if somebody's willing to get. It's a billboard. It's really paying for advertising. We could probably write it off.
Yeah.
Like if a person got a Kid Craddock Morning Show tattoo on their body, we could pay that person $50 and write that off of our taxes.
On our taxes, yeah, we could do that.
You're going to Jay-Z?
It's advertisement.
I get a tattoo that has that of people that have impacted my life, so that's why I have my grandma and my uncle, and Kid is one of them. I put him up there. It's not going to be a space.
I think every one of us in this room has impacted your life in some way.
I know, so I would have to get like a show type tattoo.
So you need to get all of our faces, Kid's face, Kelly's, mine.
No, I'm not getting faces. It has to be
on your body.
A theme.
Like, how about everyone's catchphrase?
I'm
not going to put gacha on my body.
What about this milk ain't free?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Oh, man. All right.
Bit killer.
Yeah, I'm not getting bit killer done. This milk ain't free is not going on my body. And maybe shout out. But we tallied up the votes. They're finally done. It's time to get to our Throwback Thursday. You voted on this, Kid Nation. And you decided to go with a bit we played back in February of 2013, right before the Oscars. There's a mention of a Kelly breakup via text in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if this rings a bell.
I don't remember.
I don't know who broke up with me. I know who broke up with me by phone.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember who broke up with me by text. Maybe it'll ring a bell.
Yeah, there's a bet in there about the Lincoln film between you and Kid Kelly. We're gonna go back and have a listen to "Must Be Nice Guy."
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey,
buddy.
Well, hey, guys.
Hey, must be nice guy.
Hey, thanks for letting me on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Love your show. It's so good. I'm watching it all the time, listening to it.
Good.
I'd love yours, too, if you had one.
Well, thanks.
So you have a TV?
No. I see it when I pass by Best Buy.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Did everybody enjoy your day off for President's Day?
Oh, that was nice to sleep in, wasn't it?
Must be nice. I only work 4 days a week instead of the 8 days that I work, you know.
8 days.
There's only seven.
I didn't realize any of you was the president at some point. Now, JC, were you the one after Bush? Because I don't remember. But it must be nice to still get paid by the government when you were never president.
What do you
get
mean?
The day off. Don't have to do anything.
Well,
presidents don't actually get the day off on President's Day.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. I just got a new job.
You really? What are you doing?
I'm a poison taster at the chemical plant.
Poison taster?
Wow. Yeah, you know, they have to decide what to put on the warnings, you know, and so they have to see how you react if you drink it or eat it. And so that's my job, is to drink and eat the poison.
It's not death.
Must be nice.
Yesterday was my first day, and I still can't feel the bottom half of my tongue, but I think I'm going to be.
Really.
Yeah. JC, can you feel your tongue?
Yeah.
Must be nice being able to do that.
I can twist it and everything.
Hey, I hear you're having another baby.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I know.
I'm having another kidney stone.
All right.
Feels like a baby when it comes out.
I don't even want to know about that.
It's my 14th.
Oh,
okay. Wow. Probably get that checked out.
Funny, nobody's congratulating me on Facebook.
You might need to change your diet.
Hey, congrats on having another kidney stone, you know.
What are you going to name it?
Well, maybe this time I'll just keep it after it comes and raise it as my own, you know.
Okay.
Maybe I can get Will Ferrell and Jack Black to take a picture with it, JC.
Oh, you found that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My kidney stone.
It was not Jack Black.
Must
though.
Be nice.
It was Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. How's your expensive computer you broke? Any good news on that?
It's a computer. Computers are all expensive.
It's broken or did you fix it?
It's not really working as well as
it used
to.
What happened? Did they say they fixed it?
No, they said it. Nothing's wrong with it.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so happy for you. Those MacBooks are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Maybe you got a virus in yours. Huh?
Well, no virus.
Well, I got one of those.
You do? Really?
What kind of virus?
You got a computer?
No, I don't even own a computer. I just got the virus. Do you have to rub cream on your MacBook 4 times a day in a public restroom?
No.
Okay, wow.
Push a couple
Must be
buttons.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
How's the young, beautiful, successful celebrity DJ doing today, huh?
I'm fine.
So,
no, I'm sorry.
Saying lots of clever things, are you? Yeah.
I try.
Are you posting much on Twitter?
More Instagram these days.
I've been following you.
You have?
And I don't even have Twitter. I've just been following you. You go to the mall a lot. It must be nice. I see your pictures all the time on Kid Nation.
You do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have lots of internet access.
How's all your super hot friends doing?
They're pretty good.
Must be nice to have such pretty friends.
I only
do
like
Do they have
pretty
to
people.
Audition to be your friend?
They do. You're
you ever
ugly?
Considered having an ugly friend? Let me know. I'll be first in line. Must be nice.
Well, maybe. It'd make me look better.
Yeah. Well, hi, Kelly.
Hey.
How's America's number one female television and radio personality doing today, huh?
I haven't talked to her lately. I don't know.
I heard about your bet with Kid.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident. $1,000 is mine.
If Lincoln, the movie, doesn't win the Oscar for Best Picture, he's going to give you $1,000. Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. And if you lose, you only have to give him $100.
That's right. It's a pretty safe bet.
Must
huh?
be nice to have such a big idiot to make bets with.
It sure is.
Yeah, well, 6 months ago, I had a guy at work bet me $5. I couldn't get my foot stuck under his truck tire.
Did you win?
I did. Yeah, I get the cast off in April.
Congratulations.
Must be nice. Hey, how's that new young boyfriend of yours doing?
He's not really a boyfriend. He's just someone that I choose to spend time with.
I'm sorry the last one dumped you by text message.
Wasn't that tacky? I would never dump
you by text message, Kelly, because I don't have text messaging on my phone. It's too expensive.
No.
It just has the numbers with the letters underneath, and I can never figure out how to make a word. But I'd have to break up with you by U.S. mail.
Oh. It would never, steady.
It would never get there.
And I never do that because I can't lick the stamp because I can't feel the bottom of my tongue.
Wow.
Because of that virus.
So you're probably just drooling everywhere.
Poison taster. Yeah. Well, must be nice. Hey, Kelly, would you like to meet up with me later and lick my stamp?
Is that code?
I'll be following Jenna.
Hey,
Big Al.
Hey, Mr. Wow. Nice Guy, what's up?
How's it going?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I gotta go.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.